The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. By listening to Rollem Radio, you are subject to spoilers on any of the movies discussed. If you're not looking for candid reviews, take out those earbuds and tune back in when you've watched this week's film.
Welcome to Rollem Radio.
We're your hosts, Maggie, Mia, Liv, and Rania. We're missing one today, unfortunately. Our fifth host, Emma, couldn't be with us as she's suffering from the plague.
Terrible.
Missing her.
Thank you for tuning in to our first ever episode. We're so happy to have you. Before we get into all the good stuff, we'd like to introduce you to our hosts. My name is Maggie. I'm a second year media production student. And my Letterboxd top four is The Sound of Music, Mamma Mia, Coherence. Many people haven't heard of it. Check it out. And also Rear Window.
Okay, purr.
All right, solid top four. Hi, everyone. I'm Mia. I'm also a second year media production student. And my Letterboxd top four is Jurassic Park, Monsters, Inc., Get Out, and Black Panther.
That's awesome. Hey guys, my name's Liv, and you guessed it, I am also a second-year media production student.
What?
My top four Letterboxd films are gonna be Crybaby, classic. Love that movie. Love Johnny Depp. The Doom Generation, and Bones and All. And last but not least, we're gonna have City of God. Changed my life. Watch it three times in a row.
Woo!
Woo!
Hi, I'm Rania, and I'm also a second-year media production student at TMU. My Letterboxd top four is the unnichest top four ever. It's The Godfather, Taxi Driver, Paris, Texas, and Almost Famous. Boom.
I love Almost Famous. I just got that on VHS.
I love Almost Famous.
Love.
Have you guys seen Almost Famous?
Not yet.
You need to see Almost Famous.
We will.
Put that like next
one. One day, you're going to be cool.
Yeah. Okay, period. All right, moving on.
I'd like to add as well, for Emma who isn't here today, I was stalking her Letterboxd this morning, and she has no top four. Because she stays mysterious.
Wow.
She is a mysterious queen.
I guess we'll find out next week.
We'll find out. That's crazy.
So let's get into it. Throughout today's episode, we're going to introduce you to our film of the week, picked by yours truly, myself, and give you some of our thoughts and get into the rating.
Sounds good.
This week's film is What's Up, Doc? Released in 1972, it's a punchy, unsuspecting, action-packed rom-com directed by Peter Bogdanovich, starring Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neal. This screwball comedy takes place in a hotel in San Francisco where the socially awkward Dr. Howard Bannister has come with his fiancée to pitch for a music research grant. While there, he runs into Judy Maxwell, a wild and precarious young woman who seems determined to stir up trouble. Simultaneously, four identical bags circulate the hotel as three men with very different motives attempt to hunt them down.
Yeah. So do you want to let us know why you like this film and where you discovered it?
So, I love this film because I love showing this film to people because you really have no idea what you're getting into. I first discovered this movie because I joined a film club in high school and I only ended up going to one meeting.
Interesting.
But the meeting I went to, they played What's Up, Doc? And I was like, whoa. And then I decided to never go to that meeting again. So who knows what else I missed out on.
This is true.
You could be a film major right now.
Yeah, well, who knows?
Had you gone.
Right?
You never know. So what did you guys think?
It was entertaining. Like, I liked it. It was kind of like a classic that you just, like, sit at home, like, Sunday afternoon type vibe, you know?
It's interesting, though, because I feel like it reads as a classic, but it's really not that well known.
Yeah.
Should be a classic.
Right?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I think I did enjoy the film overall. I thought that it was a lot more chaotic than I was expecting, and that's all I'll say for now.
Yeah, I think it was overall just cute and funny. Like, it's a good rom. It's a good early rom-com movie. So, yeah.
I hear that. Nice.
Now it's time for the real reviews. Welcome to Rollem Ratings.
It's time to roll out the ratings. On Rollem Radio, we've split our rating system into four different categories. Two very serious categories and two unserious, very trivial ones. We'll rate each film out of five in each category. So the first category is storytelling. This covers writing, pacing, plot, and characters. What did you guys think?
Okay, so I'll start off. I think that this movie did a really good job with its character development. From the jump, we had a lot of distinct personalities. Like, you get Judy Maxwell, and she's very much so emulating Bugs Bunny. You know, she's got this mischievous vibe about her. And then you have, like, kind of the antithesis of that, Dr. Howard Bannister. He's very reserved. And then in terms of the writing, I thought that it continued to move, with the exception of maybe up until the ending, where we get a 20-minute car chase, which is probably, like, the longest car chase I've literally ever seen, yeah, ever.
They just, like, wanted to add a car chase.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
It was a checklist.
Completely.
I feel like the car chase, I didn't find too long. It was the aftermath of that I found too long.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with what you're saying with the characters.
Yeah.
It's interesting, especially for that time, that Barbara Streisand's character is so masculine compared to Howard.
Yeah, it was kind of like a cute little role reversal there.
Yeah.
I like how it's like she is this person who is going, like, in and out of different schools, but at the same time, she's super knowledgeable and, like, brainy and witty. But he's the complete opposite. He's a doctor.
He's
in theory, he's meant to be the smart one, but his personality is, like, dumb. He's, like, clueless.
That's a good point.
He's very book smart. Yeah. He's not very, like, socially adept.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought that was really funny.
Yeah. No, I agree. And that even in that scene where she's like, do you even know what that word means? And she's going down the escalator and she goes, da-da-da-da, and she has her finger up.
Yeah.
Iconic scene.
I definitely think the pacing is the biggest point.
I felt the same way. The pacing, like, the beginning half of the movie, when you're kind of like getting to know the two and they have like that whole connection thing or whatever you'd call it. Yeah. Like, I thought that was really good. That was like a very like almost like Thelma and Louise, like very like buddy buddy movie.
Yeah.
And then after they got like after they did the conference, it was just like, okay. It
slowed down a lot.
Yeah. But like in terms of characters and stuff, you knew who Judy was from the moment she opened her mouth.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
And same with George Steve.
Yeah.
Like, he was very...
George.
What's his name?
Howard. George.
Same thing. I'm giving him another. Call me Judy. I'm naming him again.
No, we hear you.
Yeah.
I also say, as far as storytelling, for a movie that's old and relies on, like, slapstick comedy, which for me personally is not really my vibe usually, it was funny.
It was funny. It was a lot more funny than I expected, actually.
But I feel like the reason we don't get annoyed is because, like, we know that this is an homage movie in a way, that they're building on these, like, very cliche tropes, like,
like
it's bag mix-up, false identity that she, like, pretends to be the white, the fiancé, the car chase. Like, because we recognize that, it's funny, and it doesn't feel, like, overdone.
What was your favorite gag?
I agree.
My favorite gag was when he jumps over the fence and he falls on the table, because I watched that. I was beside Maggie. I was like, I need a replay on that. Like,
that
he jumps
so
over the
funny.
Table and just completely loses his neck.
Me and Ronya are making confused faces because
I
don't
remember
what you're talking about.
It's when he
he's running from the garbage cans because the dragon kind of dragged the garbage
the dragon.
Down the street.
Oh, yes. That was funny. Yeah. That was really funny.
What about you?
I think when they were in the hotel room, like when that scene just kept continued to escalate, like Judy is now in there. She's like in the towel. Mm-hmm. She's standing outside the window, right?
While that's
happening, now you get the other guy who's trying to escape. He comes. She grabs his leg. Then someone like lights the room on fire. I mean, just like complete chaos. That's kind of like my type
of
comedy.
Miss Wig is screaming.
Of course, we've got Miss Wig.
I'm gonna scream.
You already are screaming, Eunice.
No, like honestly, I like that a lot.
I was gonna say the exact same thing.
So, wrapping this section up, what would you guys say your final rating out of 5 would be for the storytelling overall?
I'm going to give it a 3.8.
Okay.
Okay.
Ronya?
Okay. I would give it higher, but at one point it's like we're moving from chaotic moment to chaotic moment to chaotic moment. I'm like, where are we actually going?
Yeah.
So, 3.5.
I agree. I agree. On that note, I'm going to also go ahead and give it a 3.5 because I think that that's a good middle ground. Mm-hmm. And Maggie, what about you?
I'm going to be a contrarian.
Uh-oh. What else is new?
And since we're doing these half points, I'm going to say a 4.2 because the pacing really didn't irritate me that much because I liked the rest of the movie so much.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so the final Rollum Radio score for the storytelling in What's Up, Doc? Is going to be a 3.75.
Yay!
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
let's
solid.
Keep it pushing.
Let's move on.
The second category is audiovisual, so this covers cinematography, music, costumes, and the film's general overall aesthetic. Who would like to get us started?
I think the cinematography...
Sorry, what? I'm sitting here like really weird over here. I just gosh. Realized how I probably looked
the
you guys.
Face Liv's making.
It's very yeah. Person.
The cinematography in this movie actually really surprised me. I really enjoyed it. It was actually one of my favorite aspects of the film, I think, because I found it to be really distinct. Yeah, going off of that, like costumes in general, I thought were really good.
Yeah.
And then I found just like overall a lot of like pans and zooms to really emphasize like escalation in the story, or because we have like one of the main plots in this is that there's three bags circulating or four bags circulating in the hotel and they all look the same, and like there's four different people after these bags, so having like different pans to characters going in and out of hotel rooms trying to find that bag I felt was really effective. And I'll pass it to Liv.
Why, thank you, Mia. I thought it was really cool. I always am a sucker for like the any movie on film on that Technicolor 35mm, which I searched up. In terms of shots and scenes, I thought there was like honestly quite a bit of variation for that time and for that like genre specifically.
I thought it was simple but really effective.
Yeah. But like, no, I agree with everything you guys said. I love the visual look of the film. Because you know what I love about an older movie is like contrast. Depth, texture, all that.
Lots of texture.
Yeah, really. Lots of texture, grain. And I feel like that's what's missing these days is like everything definitely. Looks digital.
Yes,
and like,
this is true.
We're losing the plot, like where the contrast go. So I thought that was good. But also for me, I thought this felt earlier than 70s to me. I guess because it's inspired from like Screwball or whatever, but I was like shocked by the amount of color. I'm more used to like a darker, grittier 70s film.
Yeah.
And I think that it just stood out to me in that way.
Definitely.
So, yes.
All right, shall we get into the final scores for this category?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so I'll start off. I'm going to go ahead and give it a solid 5.
Wow.
Damn.
Right? Is that ambitious?
5 out of 5, like the best cinematography.
Yeah, no,
you've
come
ever
on.
Seen.
You can't set the level at the top already.
You know what?
This is not the most visually and audio appealing.
Okay.
Movie
you know what?
Ever.
I'm actually not I'm going to not listen to the haters on this
one. You know
what? I'm going to give it a 5 because I felt like it was one of the main things that I continued to notice throughout the film. So, I have spoken.
All right, to counteract Mia's 5 there. I'm going to give that a 3.
Okay.
I'll give it a 3.5.
Okay.
It could have done like some during the chase scene, some more pans, more interesting
like
shots.
Yeah.
A little static, but 3.5.
I would give it, because I liked the visual, like in terms of colors, the aesthetics and everything, but I thought it was a bit simple. Like they played it a bit simple.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish there was more movement, like you said, in the car scene and like. I just feel like they did what they were supposed to, but, like, never more than that.
Yes, very that.
Yeah.
True.
So that's why I would say 3.9.
Okay.
Okay, now me. As a big fan of this film, and as the one who picked it, I feel like I have to support it. I'll give it a solid, and I say that, and then I'm not going to rate it that
of
high.
Of course.
I'll give it a solid 4.
Okay. So I actually feel really, really like peer pressure.
I can't.
I'm not going to lie to
you
guys.
You can give anything a 5 in this.
You can.
Nothing's,
no, when
you
I
totally
pick my
can.
Movie,
it's your
soul. 5's
right?
all on the board. It's 5, 5, 5,
and
5, 5.
10, 10 across the board.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to go ahead and give it. I'm going to change it to my at least a 4.5.
Okay.
I think I was feeling a little passionate.
Yeah,
you know what? No, Liv. Like, it's okay.
I'm glad.
It was in the heat of the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. You've taken me down. It's fine.
So who's doing the math on that?
Let's get our tally for this.
Okay. So that brings the total score for the audio visuals in What's Up Doc to a 3.975. Should I round that?
Right. No, keep it.
Okay.
Wow.
Ronnie's our math person, though.
Yes.
I did that in my head.
Okay, now we're getting into the unserious categories. So,
ooh,
yay. Iconography. How quotable is it? Is there an iconic character, actor, director? How camp is it?
Okay.
My favorite section.
Yes.
All right. Can I start off? I'm excited.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Okay, this low-key was an iconic movie. Like, so many quotes.
George, if you don't turn this TV off, I'm going to start
George.
Yelling.
Who's
George? Who's
George?
George? What's his name?
Howard.
Steve is Howard.
Yeah. Howard, if you don't turn this TV off, I'm going to start to yell.
Eunice, you are yelling. I don't know. There was a lot of gags that I quite enjoyed.
I agree.
Or like the what wine did you serve at table 7?
Yeah,
oh,
they're all under the table.
That was really funny.
That was good.
I enjoyed that too.
I also loved that scene where Eunice's like her wig is on the table and her hair looks exactly like the wig.
Yes. And then she puts the wig on. It looks insane. And
it looks
she leaves the door. They cut and it's totally normal.
It's, yeah.
really good.
This movie
really
needed good. Eunice. Like,
Eunice. Yeah. Eunice is an icon.
And Barbara, of course, is the icon.
Stop. I have a major confession to make.
Stop.
No, I didn't know who Barbara Streisand was before this movie.
Everyone's going to laugh. I did not know what she looked like before I watched this movie.
What she looked like? She
I didn't know Barbara Streisand looked like.
Stop. How?
I didn't know. I didn't know. And so, honestly, I didn't know that was her. What?
Are you impressed?
Yeah.
I think she's gorgeous.
No, she's gorgeous. Absolutely. No, but honestly, like, half of the movie, Maggie had made a comment. She's like, oh, yeah, like, you know, she has to sing because it's a Barbara Streisand movie. I was like, okay, like, what does that mean? And then
crazy.
I was like, oh, it's her. So, yeah, I don't know. Iconography, like, you want to talk about, like, definitely she's an icon.
I thought that all the characters were kind of iconic. Like, they're such caricatures.
Yeah.
And that really ups my score for the iconography. I think, honestly, Howard, or as you call him, George. Or Steve.
George
is the least interesting character because so many of the characters, particularly the female ones, are so interesting. And I loved Miss Wig. Eunice. Yes.
Gotta love
her.
She was
my favorite part, but also her accent was driving me crazy. But if she didn't have the accent,
Howard. George.
We can't play the clips, but we can just make Liv say it.
Yeah, there you go. I just know that it sounds exactly like it.
Yeah, I would rate the movie highly in terms of iconography because of Barbara Streisand. Like, I feel like if anyone else played it, I would be so annoyed. But I think that you can tell Barbara Streisand's like a very versatile actor because of like the spectrum of the character that she can play with the quirky vibe. But she's also like kind of like a siren, like sensual baddie. A little bit.
She is
like in the piano when she's lying down on the piano.
Yes.
Like she can do it both and do it both very well. And I think she carried the movie on her back.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
I agree.
So,
agreed.
I would rate it highly.
Shall we get in our final ratings?
Yes. Liv, you started, so why don't you start us off with the rating?
Iconography, iconic ass movie. Yeah, I'll give it a, honestly, 4.8. I laughed. I thought it was. No, I thought.
Hey,
because
ratings.
Nothing can be a 5.
All of a sudden. No. Because was it a visually appealing movie? Yes. Was it all these things? Yes. But more than anything, I think it was iconic.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
4.8.
Period. Okay.
Mia?
I'm going to go ahead and give it a. I'm going to give it a 4.5. Yeah.
Yeah. Lit. I'm giving it a 5. I don't care.
Oh, okay. Love it.
Period. And I feel like everything everyone says has justified my 5, so I feel like I don't feel the need to.
Yeah, I kind of upped my score after hearing what you guys had to say, too. And I was
I hear that, Ronnie.
I would give it a 4.2 for the Barbara Streisand card.
Yes. Okay.
What's our final tally, Ronnie?
Okay. And that brings our total score for the
iconography
category to a 4.625.
Okay. Pretty solid.
That's pretty good. High. I agree with that.
Yes.
Okay, final category, personal beef. What just irritated the hell out of you? Justified or not? I'm going to start this off.
Please.
I would say it's a few things. As much as I understand that it's a 70s thing, those bright yellow bed sheets were driving me crazy.
Oh my God.
They were driving me crazy.
Yeah.
And Miss Wig, Miss Eunice's accent was driving me crazy. Okay. As much as I felt that it was a necessary evil.
Mm.
And the pacing did drag a bit. But overall, I think it's like a fun movie. So I'm willing to leave those at the door as a judgmental as a person that I am.
Okay, heard.
Yeah. I didn't have that much personal beef. Someone brought up the fact that Judy was the daughter of the judge in the court scene. And then she brings it up for a second and nothing happens. Yeah. And then I feel like at certain times, even besides this, they bring things up, but they don't like expand on them that much.
Yeah.
I feel like why would you bring up the fact that she's the daughter of the judge and then not do anything about it other than for like a 1 second joke?
Mm-hmm, I have to agree.
Honestly, that might be it. Maybe that the main guy should have taken off his glasses for a little bit longer so we could have seen that beautiful face.
That beautiful bone structure.
Because it was like he took his glasses off. I'm like, who is that?
Right.
Like, I preferred him with.
Oh, really?
Okay, hot takes.
They're in the ways.
He should take everything off, actually.
Whoa.
There was that one.
There was.
Whoa.
His little bow tie.
Whoa. Okay.
That stays on. that has to stay on.
Please. So, yeah, Liv, what about you?
All right, guys. I'm going to donut it back. All right. Honestly, my thing I liked least about this movie is just the pacing in the second half. Like it was a little bit hard to get through. We went from like bit after bit after bit after bit to just being like physical slapstick stuff, which I still enjoyed, but it's like the shift to that, it got me so excited at the beginning. And right. at the end, it was just like, all right, like,
let's wrap it up.
And another thing I had to say quickly is I didn't really understand. I wish they were a little differentiating within the bags, because like I literally didn't know which one was which.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be funnier if I knew who had what, but yeah. maybe that's part of it. Yeah. But
yeah. Yeah. I would kind of go off of like what Liv said, personal beef score. I didn't necessarily have like extreme beef with any of the actors or the characters in this movie. I think that the plot of the bags could have been even further emphasized, yeah. actually. I don't know. I think they could have just like utilized that a little bit more.
Made it more clear.
I do love the scene where all the bags at the hotel, they kind of, I don't know if it's the hotel, but it's when the guy's meeting the rock guy.
Oh, yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then the bags all come together and they all fight with each other and
right.
everything. That's funny.
Good.
Yeah. But, like, that was the only time
yeah.
that it ever happened. So.
I agree, yeah.
So let's get those ratings in. For this category, since it's a more negative one, if you didn't have a lot of beef, you would be a 5. And if you hated the movie or had a ton of beef with it, you would rate it a 1 or a 0. So it's kind of the opposite of what we've been doing before.
Yeah.
So I'll start us off. All of my beef, especially relative to you guys, was pretty trivial.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put it at a 5.
Okay. I'll take it next. I'll think I will give this like a 3 because I feel like it's a good middle ground. I didn't really have any extreme beef with it.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say a 3 as well, and for the same reasons.
I'm honestly going to take it 1 lower. Just because I'm kind of regretting my 4.9 now, and I feel like okay. feel like I added too much.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the 2, solid okay. 2.
Wait, you know what? After you said that, like I want to bring it lower as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's a good movie. Let's not forget.
Yeah. No, wait, it was a good movie.
Yeah, guys, true.
Okay, let's just go 2.8. Okay. Then. Okay.
Okay. Can you give us a final tally?
And that brings the total score for the personal beef category to a 3.2, meaning that there wasn't that much personal beef, but there was still enough that...
There enough to be there.
Yes.
Yeah. Heard. All right.
And that's a wrap on Roland Ratings.
Now, it's time for the final rating.
So we're crunching the numbers, and Ronnie's going to tell us the final rating
okay,
out
I'm just,
of
like,
5.
Writing the thing. Okay. That brings the official Roll Them rating for Maggie's film What's Up Doc to a 3.8875, or we could round it to a 3.9.
3.9.
Nice.
Ooh, that's good.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, I feel like that's like a almost perfect score.
Yeah. I would agree.
What's Up Doc is giving very 3.9.
Yeah. It is. Yes. Yeah.
So altogether, was it worth the watch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Iconic.
Yeah. Well, I would say for sure. Yes.
A little
yes.
camp classic.
Yes,
very
definitely
campy.
Camp classic.
I think
very
I,
campy, Love, Barbara.
I feel like there's a lot of like underground films that kind of help you learn about a certain genre or a yeah. certain type of...
Or time period.
Time definitely. Period. This movie was that for
yeah.
me. So.
Yeah, and I would have never watched this if yeah. it weren't for this. So.
Yeah.
Yay. All right, so let's roll the dice and find out who's up next week. All right, Liv, what's your pick?
Yay! I'm so excited.
I'm
so
glad.
Honored. Oh my gosh, you guys are in for quite the treat.
Okay, what's your pick?
My pick is Greg Araki's The Doom Generation.
Whoa.
You guys are going to love it.
Have not seen that one.
You guys are going to love it. It's really good.
I don't think any of us have seen it.
No, nope.
I haven't seen it.
All
I'm
right.
excited.
Yes. Let's tune in next week.
Thank you, everyone, for joining in. Tune in next week for our review of Liv's film pick, The Doom Generation. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And remember, a movie a day keeps the doctor away. See you later.
Quote, unquote, Rania.
Yep.
Rania.
Credits to Rania.
Yes.
That's a wrap.
All
right.
Yay. First episode done, guys.